All right. Well, I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors here on this work. I presented on this at the ASABE meeting this past summer, so I'd like to maybe give it to a few more of you cotton-related folks that are down here in Texas rather than in Canada, which is a major cotton-growing portion of the world these days, apparently. So Matthew Pelletier, also at the Gen Lab there in Lubbock, and Greg Holt, and Mark Kelly with the AgriLife Extension Service there. Probably should have put Christy's name on this as well, because when Mark's back goes out, then Christy's the one that gets to pick up all the slack. So what we're going to talk about today is a system that we've just completed the second year's testing on for calibrating yield monitors on the harvester. This is the background. This is why we're doing what we're doing. Yield mapping is a key component in site-specific management of crops. It's kind of the, to borrow your term, George, it's the entrance test and also the exit test. So we need to do a good job with this, use good calibration data to make those maps as accurate as we possibly can. So here's the general flow of how that data is generated and created. When you're on the harvester, you have configuration data, which, you know, how wide is the header, how fast is the machine moving, which is fed into the basically the monitor inside the cab. You've got GPS position information that's tied to seed cotton flow data from your sensors. And there's two different types of sensors that we'll discuss here in just a second. And generally, this is the data that we're trying to calibrate in this process. So the flow data coming from the seed cotton mass flow sensors has to be ground truth to produce a accurate seed cotton map, and then you correct that further with lint turnout data to get a lint yield map. I mentioned there's two different types of flow sensors. We've got an optical system, several different types of these sensors, which are basically bowl counters in the duct, and then you've also got a microwave-based system, which has been released by Deere for use on both pickers and the strippers, which the flow is proportional to the amount of microwave energy returned that basically bounces off the cotton in the duct. And so those are the two systems. They're both indirect measurements of flow, and so thus we need to calibrate them. So regardless of the type, calibration is essential. So there's two ways we do calibration now, either on a post-harvest basis using module weight data from the gen, which is kind of cumbersome. You got to first gather up all your module weight tickets, feed them into some software package, and then post-calibrate on a field-by-field basis. There's issues associated with that just in terms of dealing with the data. And then the second way is to use a set of mobile scales to actually look at the weight of cotton that you're harvesting from a particular area and calibrate that system in the field. But you're subject there to temporal variation and errors due to changing varieties, changing field conditions. So our goal here was to develop a system that weighs the seed cotton in the basket over a calibration area or a particular plot, whatever, however you want to tend to use it, that's simple in design and operation, low cost, easy to install, and is accurate and reliable. So here's the basic model that we came up with in 2013. I won't go too in-depth in this, but it's a simple moment equation. Essentially, you have over here on the left-hand side, this is the cylinder force used to lift and rotate the basket in the dump cycle. The L is the moment arm it acts against, and that force is measured based on the pressure transducer reading on the lift cylinders. E is the empty basket weight, and then B is the moment arm length that it acts against, and that's easily calibrated or easily measured before the season, before you have any cotton in the basket. And so W and the moment arm that it acts against is what we're trying to get at. So in 2013, we collected a bunch of data in the field, went back and did an analysis on how well can we know that moment arm that the cotton weight acts against. Well, you can see from this relationship that there's quite a bit of variation in that. This is that moment arm as a function of basket rotation angle. And so not only is the, you've got natural variation in there, but it's caused by two things, the weight of the cotton in the basket, as well as the position of the basket. And so that introduced some error into our measurements that we'll talk about in a second. Here's some of the images of the sensors installed. There's the pressure transducer mounted on the lift cylinder circuit. This picture down here at the bottom is showing the inclinometer that we used to measure the position of the basket in the dump rotation cycle. And then we fed it all into this touchscreen PC in the cab that we used to gather all the data. So how did we do with it in 2013? Not too bad. This is a graph of the error, average absolute error over that basket rotation. So shown there in red are some of the rotation locations that we have most confidence in because we took the most data in those positions. And so we thought, well, we can do pretty good at some of these. So why do we need to take data over that entire range? If we can target one specific spot and get to that spot every time, there's not really any reason to try to, develop this generalized model to where we can know that weight at any basket position. So to look at this on a field basis, we looked at a replicated variety study. It's three reps and eight varieties. If you'll focus on this graph on the left, see some of these error statistics. The mean absolute error was about 3.25%, with the standard deviation of that error about 2.6% or so. So we didn't do too bad. R squared of about 0.8. The thing is here, these represented, of course, eight different varieties and three reps. And so if you look at that on a different kind of a variety average basis, compare the reference scale that we were using, which would be the line or the data in blue, to the calibration system, we see that they both track very closely together. You get very similar statistical groupings compared to the green line, which is the from the yield monitor that we were using, which is basically off the map. And this really points out the need to calibrate, especially under changing variety conditions. So in 2014, we had some goals. I mentioned moving to a single basket position. Basically, the goals are to improve our accuracy and reliability. Do the basket positioning on an automated basis and improve our sensor our pressure sensor and positioning sensor specifications so that we can know those more accurately to refine our model. So what are the main concerns here that we were looking at? Well, if you look at it from the things that we can basically control, the aspects of this system, we've got a reference scale that we're getting data from that we're using as kind of a gold standard to say, okay, these are the true weights. Well, okay, there's some things that still affect that weight. Okay, and so if you dump cotton on the ground and it doesn't get in the scale, well, then you've got a little bit of error there. So you got to keep that in mind. Transcription errors, when the guy reverses a 5 and a 7 or a 6 and a 7 and a 4-digit string, then you can have a pretty significant problem there. Wind can be another issue, and so we took steps to kind of get around that. As far as the measurement system goes, electronics, the design of the electronic system, I think, did a pretty good job of designing a lot of those problems out of it. Matthew did an outstanding job in the design of that system this year compared to the first year. We had some issues with hydraulic isolation to where we had some leak by through our valves. And so this year we were doing a little bit better job of getting that true pressure isolated to measure. One thing we did notice was the influence of the basket vein positions inside a stripper basket. You've got compression veins in there that are used to hold cotton one way or the other. And so you need to make sure those are always in a fixed position, because if they're all the way to the right, you're going to get a different answer as if they were all the way to the left. So we took all of our data with the veins all the way to the left this year. Of course, the other things is cotton center of gravity. That changes with load. you know, and then also the just making sure that the chassis is on a flat level ground when you're taking the data. So here's what some of the components look like this year. This is the chassis board or chassis DAC board that we installed. This had it was taking several sensor inputs, but it also had an onboard accelerometer-based inclinometer to know what the chassis position was, to know we were on good level ground. This is the one that's mounted on the basket that read basket position by the same inclinometer, but we're also using that to measure a linear transducer we'll look at here in a minute. These are the pulse width modulated hydraulic valves that we use to automate the basket raising in the data collection cycle. So we would move the basket to a fixed position and stop. We would stop it using these two limit switches, which are in a fixed position. And you'd be surprised how closely we could stop that basket. We were roughly over about 180 loads. We were within about 50 to 60 thousandths of an inch of cylinder extension every time we stopped it. And so we did a pretty good job stopping it in a known position. This is the sensor we used as a kind of our standard for knowing what the basket position was. This is a reluctance-based sensor that uses a magnet to ride up and down along that shaft and tells you within several mils what the cylinder extension length is, and so we know that very, very precisely. So here's the software that was written to control the system. So as we go through this, the key strokes would be you would go to the beginning of your plot that you're going to harvest in the field, hit mark start. That logs the position, GPS position and time where you start the test. Or the plot, and then you hit mark stop at the end so that you know the beginning and end points of your plot, so that if you want to go back and correct a yield map based on those times, you can parse the data set that way. So then at this point, you're ready to collect the data, so you hit get reading or next position, and it goes through this cycle where it raises up through those limit switches, hits the first limit switch, goes to a slower PWM duty cycle, and then when it gets to the second one, it stops. And so, like I said, it stopped very reliably this year, and that's essentially the cycle that we went through. It logs all this data to a text file on the same PC we used in year one. So in 2014, here's the performance of the model. Our root mean square error was about 22 pounds. Now, this is on a seed cotton weight basis, so if you correct that for turnout, you're looking at, on stripper harvested cotton, somewhere in the 7 to 8 pounds of lint, maybe less than that. Mean absolute error on a percent of reading basis is about 2.75% over the range of 64 to, I think, just over 3,600 pounds. And then if you look on that as a percent of span, that's less than 0.5%. So we're doing pretty shiny there. I will point out we've got a couple different relationships here, one for less than 500 pounds and then one in blue here for the data above 500 pounds. There is a little bit of difference in that slope between those two data sets, and that's we're doing some more analysis on this, looking at how that slope changes with load. You know, in that first year, we were looking at the center of gravity changing in the because of the cotton load, and so as you get more cotton in there, the center of gravity in the cotton changes. It gets larger essentially, and so that I think that's what's causing this slope to change in those relationships that we're using to measure that reference scale weight. Similar to the earlier slide we looked at, we had another replicated variety test that we had, I believe it was 11 varieties this year, three replications, and you can see again comparing the red and the blue lines, they were very, very close to one another. I'm sorry I don't have any statistics on this. I ran out of time before Christmas and I'm not going to take this home during Christmas to work on it. So did pretty good. Stay tuned, look at the paper. We'll have more statistics and, and goodies in there for you. So, in summary, I'm going to say the system performance was improved pretty significantly because of the electronics and just the overall operation of the system, and the sensors were also greatly improved. So in the future, we're going to do some reliability testing on some producer machines, try to get this out on about four or five producer-operated machines and see if they can tear it up and see how they like it and what we need to change. So I think I'm out of time. So any questions? Any questions?
Any questions?
Okay. Magnificent.